This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good Wednesday morning. I hope you have a great day ahead of you, and we want to make it a little bit better by starting it the best way possible, and that is by letting God shine His light into our lives and shape our lives to make them better. After all, God is the one who created us. He designed us. He knows how our lives need to be operating if we are going to find meaning, joy, fulfillment, and the love that every one of us needs at the center of our lives, which can only come from God. You can depend on other people and feel blessed by the love of other people, but the only love that is truly going to meet the deepest inner needs in your life is the love of God. Well, we want God to shape our lives, and so we're looking each day this week at a different one of Jesus' parables and learning some lessons from these creative stories Jesus told. Often, the point of the story is found in the setting, the reason Jesus told the story. And that's certainly true of the story we want to look at today in Luke chapter 15 in the New Testament of the Bible. Starting in verse 1, it says, "Now the tax collectors," and you just need to understand that to the Jews, the tax collectors were employed by the Romans who were their harsh rulers who had conquered them and were making life very difficult for them. They hated the Romans and they hated the Jewish people who collected taxes for the Romans. They were extremely sinful in their minds and traitors to both Israel and God. So when you see tax collectors in this story, just keep that in mind. Here's what it says. "Now the tax collectors and sinners," you see how it puts them both in the same category, "were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees," these extra religious Jews who tried to keep themselves away from any sinful people, "the Pharisees and the scribes," that's like the Bible teachers, "grumbled, saying, 'This man, Jesus, receives sinners,'" that is, welcomes them to spend time with them, "receives sinners and eats with them," showing this total acceptance of them. Instead, he should be making them get things right with God first, and then he'll spend time with them. So Jesus told them this parable. "What man of you, having 100 sheep," this is a very well-known parable of Jesus, "what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he's lost one of them, doesn't leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it?" It's like a no-brainer. Of course, in their culture, every one of them would have known that this is what you would do. You would leave the 99 altogether there in the open country, and you'd go find that one that was lost. Jesus goes on, "And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, I found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99, and you can almost see Jesus putting the quotation marks, righteous persons, that is, people who see themselves as righteous, who, quote, need no repentance. Well, who are in the setting where Jesus tells this story? Who are those righteous persons who feel like they need no repentance? It's clearly those Pharisees and scribes, right, who are grumbling, saying these sinful people will need to repent. We are the ones who are righteous, and we should not be spending time with them, and neither should you, Jesus. And Jesus tells this story to change their perspective. He wants them to adopt this same mindset as he has, that the reason God has us here, if we truly know God, is to help people who don't know God to find God and encounter God. The last thing we should be doing is just hanging out in our holy huddle with other Christians and, you know, kind of enjoying our time together. No, the reason we are here on earth is to help other people find the healing, the wholeness, the new life that comes with encountering Jesus Christ himself. If you're listening to this and you don't know Jesus Christ on that deeply personal level, ask a Christian you know to talk to you about what it means to know Jesus. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.